Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio, your intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. My name is Fred Flights. I'm substituting for your usual host, Frank Gaffney, who is on a much-earned vacation this week. I am a senior vice president with the Center for Security Policy, a former CIA analyst, and I have three extraordinary guests for you today. But I first want to talk about something extraordinary that happened on Friday. This was a press conference held by Attorney General Sessions and Director of National Intelligence Coates on this serious problem of leaks we are seeing in the Trump administration. They announced a major crackdown on people who are leaking national security information. And this is something I think was long overdue. This is an issue that's very close to my heart as a former CIA analyst. And I think it's just worth noting the enormous damage that leaks like this can cause. When intelligence is leaked to the news media, lives can be lost. Intelligence programs that cost hundreds of millions of dollars to develop can be rendered useless. And then we know our friends and allies are not going to share information, sensitive intelligence, maybe on terrorism, with this country if they know it's going to appear in the New York Times. And this also goes for the president's confidential discussions with foreign leaders. You may have seen recently how the Washington Post published transcripts of discussions that the president had with two foreign leaders. Now, we knew about this from January. This had been leaked earlier. The transcripts actually were only leaked a few days ago. This is just intolerable. How can the president conduct foreign policy if he can't speak candidly to foreign leaders? Well, I think there's been some steps taken to address this. You'll notice that there haven't been reports of the confidential discussions of the president's discussions with foreign leaders since the beginning of this administration. I think the reason is because steps were taken to basically exclude all the hangers-on who usually would listen into these calls, and the transcripts were held very tightly. But this really is something that shouldn't be going on. It shows a lack of respect for this president by careerists in the government, probably by Obama administration holdovers. And it really reflects, I think, the incredible hostility to this president by the news media to damage Mr. Trump using any means possible. These individuals who leak classified information, they're not whistleblowers, they're traitors. They're committing felonies. They are narcissists. They are people who have decided to put politics ahead of the oath they took to protect national security information. These people sign multiple documents where they give their word that they will not compromise this information. What I thought was very significant of what Director of National Intelligence Coates said on Friday, he noted that there are multiple legitimate avenues that intelligence whistleblowers can use if they have a classified concern, other than going to the news media, which is never acceptable. He said, well, if you're uncomfortable going to your management or your inspector general, you can go to Congress. You can go to your member of Congress. You can go to the intelligence oversight committees. Now, I've been saying this for a long time. I've written about this in National Review Online, that Congress should be a safe haven for intelligence whistleblowers. So traitors like Edward Snowden, if they have some type of classified concern, and I don't think Snowden really did, they can go to Congress and they can act on it. Think about what would have happened if Snowden had brought his concerns about NSA abuses to Senator Ron Wyden. Wyden was sympathetic to some of the things that Snowden said. Snowden easily could have gone to Wyden. He could have went to one of Wyden's aides. And I know this because I was a staffer on the House Intelligence Committee staff. And I saw this frequently. People from the intelligence community would come to the staff or they would come to members to raise concerns with them that they thought that Congress needed to know about. That's the correct approach. Members of the intelligence committees and the staff, they have high-level clearances. They can receive this kind of information. I don't know until this time why intelligence officials have sort of played down the option of going to the Hill. But I'm glad Coates made a change and he made it explicit that this is a legitimate avenue. And I think this could serve maybe as a safety valve for legitimate whistleblowers and maybe disgruntled individuals who simply can't help themselves, but we can stop them from wrecking classified information by leaking it to the news media. There's been some controversy over something that Sessions said, that there will be investigations of journalists. I think Sessions is raising the point that freedom of the speech, I think he said, is not unlimited. And what he means there is that this is almost like how you are not, you may have freedom of the speech, but you can't yell fire in a crowded theater. I've seen instances where the New York Times and other journals have published classified information, such as the names of CIA station chiefs and very sensitive information on WMD programs, simply because they could. It really didn't serve the public interest. They just simply wanted to increase the number of their readers, increase their circulation. I don't know what the solution is in balancing freedom of the press and the damage the media can do to national security if it simply recklessly publishes very sensitive intelligence that could cost lives. But I think this is something we have to talk about. Finally, there's been some talk lately that President Trump is responsible for these leaks because of his criticism and hostility towards the U.S. intelligence community. Let's put that to bed right now. Last summer, you may remember that when Mr. Trump was a candidate, there were numerous times that intelligence officers, current and former, anonymously, of course, said to the news media that if asked, they would refuse to brief Mr. Trump as a candidate. The briefings he got as a candidate were repeatedly leaked to the news media. After he was inaugurated, there was a long series of leaks by intelligence officials. Former CIA Director Brennan was incredibly hostile to Mr. Trump before and after Brennan left office. And remember when former Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid urged intelligence officers to brief candidate Trump fake intelligence, brief him fake intelligence. This I think took place last August. So here we have a man who is challenging the Washington system, who was running an insurgency campaign. He sees the top Democrat in the Senate urging intelligence officers to lie to him in their intelligence briefings. Now, I would assume that Mr. Trump and his close advisors, probably his family, wondered whether Senator Reid was speaking for the intelligence community. So when Mr. Trump has criticized intelligence agencies over being biased and politicizing intelligence, which I might add, I've seen personally as a CIA analyst, I think he was on solid ground. Mr. Trump also criticized analysis put forward by the intelligence community on Iraq that proved to be wrong. Well, this is a matter of record. That intelligence was wrong. Now, intelligence is going to be wrong sometimes. We want intelligence to push the envelope. We want analysts to call them the way they see them. We want them to dare to take risks. You know, whether Mr. Trump went too far in criticizing the intelligence community or not, the fact is that that intelligence was wrong. But it's amazing the number of former intelligence officers. All they can see is Trump's criticism, and they have nothing to say about the harsh criticism of him by intelligence officers, by former intelligence officers, criticism that I think really went over the line. So obviously, this doesn't justify leaking classified information. And I will tell you that most intelligence officers are non-political. They're loyal to whoever serves in the White House. They want to keep politics out of their work. I really welcome what Attorney General Sessions and Director of National Intelligence Coates said on Friday, that they're going to crack down on these leakers, that they're going to find them, that they're basically reminding everyone who holds security clearances that they have a duty to this country to protect this information. Well, I'm Fred Flight, substituting for Frank Gaffney on Secure Freedom Radio. My first guest today, who will be up in a moment, is Dr. Gordon Chang. Thanks for listening.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.